Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Dragged Down. This file is a little different. Some who are listening will know exactly what this means. I wonder if you sometimes I am in a mood to play, to tease, to tempt, to dance, to flirt. Other times I have no patience. You know what I mean. See, there are times, even though I have no patience, you're not quite in the right state yet. Those become interesting times, because during those moments you will be dragged down. Your struggling will appear completely inconsequential. Your thoughts merely little flimsy things for me to crush. Your body something to be put in the right place. These moments are special in a way. I don't always give you a warning. I wonder if by now you've already learned to recognize it. A different look, a different speed, a different tone. I know you're going to try to struggle. I also know that I do not have the patience for it. I'm going to simply waltz over your mind and squish it like an insignificant bug. And I know you like it. Part of you really, really likes it when I get like this. Now you might be wondering why I'm not doing anything. You might be wondering why I'm even letting you know. Because this is my game today, and you will be dragged down. you know. Either physically or mentally, I am sure that if I just grabbed you in the right place, moved my hand ever so slightly, twisted my words right there, it would already be over. Maybe I do have a little bit of patience for this. See, now I'm starting to have fun, but not in the way you think. I am going to douse your flame, extinguish that light. I want to take away the smile on your lips and leave you quivering down at my feet. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to feel me place a foot and push you even further down. But not yet. No. First, I will take your thoughts and simply rip them from your mind as if they're nothing, and then I will squish them between my fingers, letting them drip down onto the floor, clearing my fingers from your thoughts. The last little bit of your mind will simply be brushed aside as if it is nothing. A piece of lint on my clothing. A hair, maybe even less than that. Once this begins, and it has already begun, the more you try to fight it, the deeper you sink. Like quicksand. But for your mind, I don't have to tell you my reasons, my plans, or even what you have to do. I will simply manipulate your body into whatever position I deem right. And I will drag you down, down to the floor, down to the place where you should be. And you will feel my foot placed and push you down even further, so much you'll wish you could melt into the floor and become even lower than that. Sometimes I do not have any patience for the tempting, the teasing. I will simply drag you down. Making sure that your mind is a plaything. A mere paper to fold in whatever shape I wish. And once it is shaped, I will tire of it immediately and unfold it and shape it a different way, just to entertain myself. Over and over again. Helping you to be whatever I feel like. Maybe you'll be lucky and you'll hear the drop. Or maybe you'll get even luckier and not even notice the drop at all because you're already too far gone. Part of you knows. It will all be okay. But most of you can revel in the fear, the uncertainty, the tension, knowing that if you take any misstep, any wrong move, any resistance, any hesitation, you'll be dragged down quicker than a snap and a drop, and you'll be just down on the floor again, where you belong right now. Down, further, flatter, closer to the ground. No whimpering, no sound, not even that one. That's better. Anything I don't like, I will adjust immediately. Physically, verbally, instantly. And you will do as I say. When I command, stay down. I might have use for you yet. Let me see what I will do to you. Maybe I'll simply stop and let you wake naturally. I wonder if shivers of fear will revisit your spine a few times. Or perhaps my voice will simply pull you in deeper. Quiet. That's better. You will do as I say, because I have no patience right now for anything else. You better behave.